the a warm-up game, just getting shelled.
The Sens just lit him up like a Christmas tree, right. So I don't know.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Yeah, I don't know if that's right. Jonas J, he's had a tough go. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Osmo.com NHL DFS Strategy Show. Six games on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I am Jay Kari. I'm joined by Joshua Harris, aka Booster Boy. Josh, man, how's the shoulder feeling?
It doesn't feel like I got hit by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball anymore. I can move it. Sorry, we got delayed. YouTube had to adjust for the prettiness of young Jake being on the stream. Not saying Cliffy's ugly, but let's be honest, Jake is better looking than either one of us. So took a little while for YouTube to adjust.
So Cliffy's, it's Monday, as you guys know. He gets his hair done on Mondays. That takes up about, I would say, 8 of his 18 waking hours. Got to keep that hair looking sharp, as it always does on stream. He'll be back tomorrow with you. So you guys will just have to deal with me one day this week. We are presented by Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports. Really good deal for you guys up in the top right-hand corner of your screen. We'll talk about it if you're listening on pod after the fact. But you guys should be aware of that deal. If you just want us to tell you it again, we will do that multiple times today. If you haven't gone and played over on Yahoo just yet, not sure what you're waiting for. I play NHL over there almost every single day. They've got a nice $10, 200K, not 200K. They had 200K overlay yesterday for NFL, and I profited in that tournament. I was telling Josh yesterday. So I play over there NFL every week. I should stop playing on other sites because Yahoo's just has like such good offerings that I don't play enough volume for it to make sense for me to go elsewhere. So yes, they are the sponsor of the show, but they're doing some really, really good stuff. If you guys haven't checked out Yahoo, you should be going and doing that and taking advantage of getting the free month of Osmo Plus when you do so. It's just free money all around. And they've just been really, really good to us. So we want you guys to go support them. How did the weekend go for you, Josh?
Was very good, actually. Saturday, I was concerned I was just going to bagel because, you know, Nashville won. I got off to a real slow start, but then they got a couple shot bonuses, and then Forsberg scored in overtime. And then I had late hammer Pitt one, and I just, you know, they went crazy. Gensel had a hat trick in the second period. Yesterday, did well in NFL. And managed to cash, not a full cash, but I still managed to cash with negative 10.5 for Mr. Carter Hart yesterday. I sent a complaint to the Flyers staff, and look what happened. They fired AV this morning. So they heard my message, and we're ready to get back at it today.
Two coaches fired in the last 24 hours, and both teams playing today. So should be interesting. What does that do for you? I know that's not really something that I care about too much. I more just rely on the Vegas totals. Maybe Cliffy would have a different idea. I'm sure he'll pop in chat and see, like, how would you approach that? We got a pretty chalky Flyers one, it looks like. Producer Mike's Flyers being pretty chalky tonight, despite AV, your favorite coach, being fired. Like, does that affect you for DFS at all, or are you just kind of relying on the tools?
I mean, the lines are still pretty much the same. I would imagine it's one of AV's assistants taking over, at least just in the short term. The Canucks one is a little bit different because Bruce Boudreau, very good offensive coach. Not that the Vancouver Canucks are a good team, but he'll at least hopefully stabilize the lines and not have Pettersson playing down with, like, whoever he's playing with. So, like, maybe they'll get some consistent minutes going forward. But in terms of DFS tonight, like, I don't think it's going to make too much of a difference.
Yeah, I'm not really too worried about that at all, but certainly open to having my opinion changed on that. Well, dropping pens over here. It's been that kind of Monday so far, Josh. Yeah. Three premium tools for the day. If you guys have not checked out the tools behind the paywall, well, you get a chance to check out a tool for a bunch of different sports each day. Today we've got single game NFL rankings. We're playing Showdown tonight, or single game. They call it single game over at Yahoo. We've got rankings available for three sites over there: NBA player projections, and then NHL projections, which are maintained by yours truly. So you can yell at me if your favorite player is projected for 16.3 minutes instead of 17.1. I am the guy to get mad about. But you can check those out. They are unlocked for anyone to look at if you're trying to make some lineups or if you just want to see what it's like. A bunch of you already in here. Thank you for hitting the like button. That is much appreciated. We really want you to subscribe. And when you do, we really want you to hit the notification bell, because then you can get notified when all of our shows go live, whether it's Josh, myself, Cliffy and Josh, Cliffy and myself, or all the other shows that we do. We've got a ton of shows coming up after ours. We've had a bunch of shows this morning already, so you will not be starved for content. That's why we suggest you hit the notification bell, because you're gonna want to know when Josh and Cliffy go live. And that is how you do that. If you guys haven't heard Cliffy talk about it recently, we've got a promo code NHL Strategy going on right now. Hear us talk about all the tools on the site, and we will continue to do that. But there's also a lot of great info behind the paywall and in the Discord. We've got some sharp NHL subscribers and content creators there. And it's a great time to get behind the paywall at a discounted rate. You get 25% off Osmo Plus Platinum when you use that promo code NHL Strategy Show for your first week. If you don't like it, you don't have to resubscribe. There's only 1 week of strings attached there. You can get the link in the description. If you're looking to do that, we've also got NHL packages for even cheaper. If you're just looking to play NHL, $3.95 a week for Osmo Plus NHL Express. All right, let's get to Colorado, Philadelphia. 3.4 implied total for the Avs, 2.7 for the Flyers. Justice Annunen making his first start. We thought he was going to start last week. No Jonas Jay. If you heard us talk on the hot mics before the show, it's going to be Annunen and one of your favorite goalies. Wow, so your favorite coach gets fired, and then the assistant, the interim head coach, starts Marty Jones. So you got to be pretty fired up to play these Flyers, Josh. Pretty chalky top line, as we were talking about. Couturier, over 20% ownership. It's a six-game slate, so ownership a little bit more condensed than on a full slate. But this seems pretty hefty for Flyers 1. What does that do for you?
Yeah, I just see as soon as he kicked it to me, we got a new ownership run. He dropped to 19%, but still. New ownership run. But, like, okay, Colorado's a good defensive team. They're pretty much fully healthy. I don't know if Kadri's in tonight. I think he's trending towards playing. The reason people have been so high on attacking Colorado is because their goaltending has been terrible. Jonas Johansson, awful. Justice Annunen, like, literally cannot be worse than Jonas Johansson. But I guess that's the reason to play some Flyers. Like, I don't know. Couturier, Giroux, Atkinson, they're cheap. They're fully correlated. It is a back-to-back for them, and they're going to get the MacKinnon line. So, I don't know. Like, at that ownership, I'm probably going to be under the field. I'll probably, you know, in 1-3, I won't consider them. Like, I just don't want them going into the MacKinnon matchup. I don't know much about this goalie, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe Flyers 1 have a big, you know, got the chip on their shoulder because they got the coach fired. Maybe they were trying to get AB fired when they got mopped by Tampa Bay last night, 7-1. I just don't want to, you know, 20% for a fully correlated line is high, even for a six game slate in a bad matchup. So, like, in MME, you want to get someone fully correlated line. I think that's fine because, you know, Cam Atkinson, 3,900 is cheap. Claude Giroux is down to 4,600. Couturier, 5,500. Sure, but, like, I don't know if this is the spot. I think there's other lines that we'll get to later that's in a similar price range that I'd rather play for lower ownership. And you start moving down the lineup, you know, Nichushkin, Kadri, Burakovsky don't have the best defensive numbers, but they're still not bad. And you see like 8-9% ownership on that second line. You know, I don't mind Hayes connecting as a two man, but like, I just don't like going into the Avs because their goaltending's bad. You know what I mean? It's like similar to the Seattle. Like, they're a good defensive team. Their goalies have just been awful. Maybe you see it stabilizing. Maybe I'm just crazy, but like, anything can happen on any night. And I just, you know, a good defensive team is maybe can cover for Justice Anunin tonight. So I think I'm going to be under on the Flyers. On the Avalanche side, you know, we say, you know, we don't like going into the MacKinnon matchup. Normally, you don't like going into the Couturier-Giroux matchup, but let's be honest, MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog are matchup proof. And you, if you look at our premium tools in the top stacks, they're almost 50% to be a top two stack tonight. They're very expensive. They're over 25K. And Bowen Byram's back tonight. So he's 8,100. It's almost impossible to get that four in. But I think, you know, you definitely, especially the more lineups you make, have a bunch of Colorado one tonight. You see, you know, MacKinnon 19%, but then you have the other two at 12%. It's kind of like the McDavid effect. You know, McDavid comes in way higher than his line mates. So I think, you know, you at least get two of them in, it lowers the percentage. And if you want to drop down to Colorado too, I think that's fine. You know, Hayes is a decent two-way center. Konechny's not bad. Like, their numbers together are pretty good. But this is Martin Jones on a back-to-back. He did play, you know, more than half the game yesterday after Carter Hart got yanked. So, I mean, the price on Kadri is a little crazy at 7K. So if you want to do like a power play two stack, like a Nichushkin, Burakovsky, Girard, I think that's fine. Taze is a bit pricey, but you can do something like that. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to prioritize anything in 1-3 besides, you know, considering Colorado one. But so, you know, there's a lot more MME stuff to like here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I would love anything outside of Colorado one. If I was just making 1-3 lineups, I don't know if I'm going to play in the high stakes tonight. We'll see how I'm feeling about my lineups right now. Cause I've been just getting crushed recently, to be honest, but only takes one slate to get right back at it. Like if Philadelphia won, if we weren't expecting them to go up against Colorado one for the majority of the game, I think I'd be fine with them with this ownership, even with the low total, because they are good. They are fully correlated and they're really cheap. But going up like against that matchup, I don't see how I get overweight to them here. Colorado two, their numbers just aren't that great right now. And which is weird because last year with the same trio, they were awesome together at 5-on-5. So they're starting to stay wide a little bit, but like very giving defensively. And that's not a huge deal if you're generating a lot, but it's like, I think they're around like 2.2 or 2.3 expected goals for 4/60, which isn't all that impressive. So maybe they're going to start to turn it around. I mentioned Colorado one best leverage line of the night. They are on most slates. Look at our top stacks tool. I don't mind JVR and like JVR one-off or like JVR Scott Laughton too, man. If you're looking to get really, really cheap and you're playing like some Capitals or some of the other expensive lines, Pit One, those types of lines on this slate. But I don't love a ton of the Flyers with this ownership going into Colorado. They get back in the car and Kadri here. So it's going to be mostly Colorado one, maybe some JVR. And then I think I'm going to be below the field on both the Flyers top two lines. You like anything on Colorado three, Newhook, O'Connor, Obey Kubel? I mean, I'm a big NAK guy, but are you getting to them at all on the road here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Newhook stan. I think he's going to maybe be a top six center in the NHL. I'm sure if I'm wrong, Cliffy will tell me he's the dauber guy. But I do like Newhook, Obey Kubel too, man. If you're looking like, third line two mans, I save primarily for when I'm power play stacking, because you usually need cheap two mans to get the power play stack in, especially if it's a good team with a high total. So I don't mind Newhook, Albe Kubel, but I'll reserve that for if I'm like power play stacking Pitt or something like that.
I like the dauber plug for Cliffy.
We got to plug Cliffy, you know?
Yeah, of course. Does great work for us. Anyone on the blue line you want to mention? I will throw out Rasmus Ristolainen. He's just 2,800, probably going to play 20-plus minutes. Yeah. Okay shot and block rates for him. Same thing with Sanheim. Those are going to be two guys that I go to for cheap. Makar, like, I don't think I'm one-offing him for 8,200. Same thing with Devin Toews. But, like, if you add him in with the guys he correlates to, which is Colorado 1, like, good luck filling out the rest of your lineup. So not really in love with anything on the Colorado blue line.
Yeah, let me see. If you put in full Colorado one and Makar, right, you're left with 3960 left for a second line, a second defenseman, and a goalie. So just for if you put in Justice Noonan at 7,800, that leaves you $3,000 left for four spots. So you have to get a line under 10K essentially.
Yeah, very difficult to do. I'm assuming you're using the lineup builder to do that.
Yes,
as well.
Like, I am. Yeah.
To see like what actually fits together.
If it's almost not possible.
All right, let's go to the Ducks and the Washington Capitals. 2.4 implied total for the Ducks, 3.3 for the Caps. Gibson and Samsonov expected to go here. I saw a note that Ryan Getzlaf was placed on the IR. And then I think it was Garnett Hathaway was also out for the Caps. He's on the COVID list along with a couple other teammates. So it looks like Kuznetsov, Ovechkin, and Wilson running it back to the Caps top line. They're pretty popular. Outside of that, you've got a pretty cheap second line with Oshie, Eller, and Carl Hagelin. We did get these lines confirmed today at practice. And then one of our favorite lines, but I don't know if they're going to be our favorite line tonight here on the road, going up against Caps top competition. Anaheim 1 is really the only Ducks line I'm looking at. Where do you want to take this one, Josh?
Yeah, so at home, Washington usually sends out Lars Eller against top comp. Now, with Getzlaf being out, I would imagine they're going to see Zegras or Kel Milano. Like, that's my assumption. That being said, like, the numbers on the Ducks-Zegras line are just insane. In a 75-minute sample, they have over four expected goals per 60, 63% shot share. It's just, like, it's bonkers. They're fully correlated. They're coming in around 7%. So, you know, listen, Lars Eller is a good defensive center, but he's with Oshie, who's okay at this point in his career. Carl Hagelin is okay. Like, it's nothing that's really going to scare me off from using the Zegras line, especially at that ownership. Like, it's just a combination. Like, if the Ducks top line was coming in at Philly one ownership numbers, yeah, then I would probably be off them. But because there's 7% fully correlated, fairly cheap, like Milano Cookies is under 3K on the top power play. You know, Zegras is only 5,200, Raquel 4,400. Like, that line is what, 12-4 to full stack. They have ridiculous numbers. Ice time for Zegras has been weird. In an 11 goal game against Vegas the other night, he played 13 minutes, which was strange. I forget what he had the other night, but like at that price and that ownership, I'm completely fine with going to Ducks won tonight. Going down the lineup, there's not much else that I like. You know, if you want to do like a steel Troy McDavid Terry two man, I think that's okay. Like, they'll probably get the Sherry McMichael matchup, which is nothing to write home about, but like, I think I'm going to concentrate on the Ducks top line. And then, you know, on the cap side, you know, Ovechkin Kuznetsov is going to go out against, you know, the bottom six of the Ducks, which is with Getzlaf out and the moving parts, it's just a mess. So they're probably going to see a fair bit of Derek Grant, Isaac Lundestrom, and Jakob Silverberg, which isn't great defensively. You know, Ovechkin, 9,600 at 21%. I hate stacking the Capitals. It's just something that has gone back seasons. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a bad bias or a personal preference, but I have a hard time stacking the Capitals. If you want to, you know, power play stack, I think that's fine to get some cheaper guys in. If you want to leave Wilson off, you know, Gibson at 7,200 interests me more than going like Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Oshie, or Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Sheary, something like that. Like, listen, I'm not going to fault you for playing Caps one. They have a huge total in this game. They have a 3.3 total at home. They're rested. You know what I mean? So the problem is for me, like, I think it's just the price thing. Kuznetsov Ovechkin two man is like 17-1. That's the same price as Dallas top line in their matchup. So like, I think it's a price thing for me. So for me, Ducks one, I think, you know, Caps one is perfectly fine. A little some Caps power play stack is fine, but for me in 1-3, I'm going to take a pass.
Caps one coming in as our second highest leverage line tonight. So look at the top stack tool. You're probably going to like them. You know, we've talked about, and you guys have talked about more on recent shows, like Boston one, like paying 24K for Boston one when they're getting like 17, 18 minutes. And that's come up a little bit in recent games, but like, that's not really a worry that I have with Capitals one here, which like, that's why I would be worried about being under the field on them. The one thing I'll say that is that Anaheim doesn't take a lot of penalties, 67 times shorthanded in 25 games. So they're well under 3 times shorthanded per game. If they take a couple penalties early, this could be a long night if they fade the Caps. I don't really love – I just don't love Caps 1 as a line, I guess. Yeah, I just try to play –
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I just try to play as many good lines at low ownership as possible. And now you've got, like, an expensive line that's not great at 5-on-5. Just overall, it's pretty dull. And, yeah, they've got a big total, and they're a big part of the offense, especially Ovechkin. So I always end up, like, playing some of them. And that's probably what I'll do again tonight. But I think I'll be under the field. I'd rather get to more Colorado 1. And, you know, it's not – the price isn't perfect there. It's not a one-for-one trade. But, yeah, not really in love with the Caps here, as I usually never am. So I'm with you on that. And then I like Ducks 1 just because, yeah, it's a low total. But you know that they're going to generate offense. Like, the way I think about it is, like, when I turn on the game, is this line going to be in the offensive zone for the most time or for the most part? And Ducks 1 seems to always be doing that. And their numbers back that up. So at least they're going to hopefully generate some scoring chances at sub 10% ownership on a 6-game slate. I think they're one of the best lines to target here tonight. What about blue line or goalies? And then we'll move it on.
I mean, Gibson at 7,200 always interests me. He's going to see volume. Samsonov. You know, I'm fine with Samsonov and correlated cap stacks. On the blue line, like, Carlson at 7K is just, like, I don't think I could one-off him. If I was MMEing with Fantasy Cruncher, I'd make a rule only to have Carlson in cap stacks. Well, who else? Let's see. Jamie Drysdale, 35. Like, Ducks 1 plus Jamie Drysdale, get four guys on the power play for super cheap. Like, I'm fine with that. You need a punt. Josh Manson gonna, you know, stand in front of some pucks. Matt Irwin, yes. Awesome in price.
The goal.
Yeah.
I was gonna if you didn't.
The thing is with Matt Irwin, his ice time's a bit of concern. But like if you can tell me he's gonna get 15 to 17 minutes of in price, I think I'll take a chance on Matt Irwin as well.
So I was looking at it, and I think I for his baselines, like, before I mess around with minutes when I'm doing projections, which are free, by the way, today, if anybody wants to check those out. I think I have him projected for like 15 minutes or so, but that might be a little low because he played almost 18 in the last game. So like, that does make a pretty big difference for a mid-price guy with unbelievable shot and block rates. Now, the blocks may not be here because I don't know who besides Anaheim 1 is going to generate offense for the Ducks, but, you know, always a block shot.
Obviously, the two men of Nick Delorier and Buddy Robinson.
Yeah, your boy, Delorier. But yeah, I do like Irwin a lot just as a DFS player. He's mid salary, so could do worse. Even if he gets like 13 or 14 minutes, he could easily rack up like a couple blocks, a couple shots, and at least not hurt you like these other mid salary guys that when you're often getting zeros. Okay, let's go to the Senators and the Devils. 2.7 implied total for Ottawa, 3.5 for the Devils. That is very high for New Jersey.
That's crazy.
Forsberg and Blackwood expected to go. Not seeing confirmation on either one of those two. We've got relatively new Devils lines. They blew everything up prior to their game on Saturday. I can't remember who they were playing against, but I'm seeing Nico Hischier with Pavel Zacha and Jess Brat, Hughes with Janssen and Sharon Govich, Mercer, Tatar, and VC rounding out the third line. And Dawson Mercer is a winger right now on DraftKings. And so you got a three-wing line three. That stinks. But, you know, if you like playing third, like dusty third lines like me, you know, you're looking at New Jersey three, but you got to get a little bit creative if you're looking to go to them tonight. And then Ottawa 1 coming in at over 10% ownership. Ottawa 2, which is oddly like our Discord, like one of our Discord's favorite lines. I don't understand it with Ottawa 2. So lock in the Connor Brown Hattie. What do you like in here?
Yeah, I'm surprised the Senators total is so high, to be honest with you. Like, both these totals seem high. Like, I don't know. I don't work for Vegas, so I don't know. Maybe I'm just a clown, but I am Booster Boy clown face. But listen, I actually like these Devils lines. Like Jack Hughes, Andreas Janssen, Sharangovich have a they've played together last year, season before. They have a pretty good sample in 145 minutes, 55% shot share, 3.55 expected goals for per 60. They're going to get that vaunted Ottawa Senators 2 matchup. But like the Sens are just bad defensively. Since they've came back from the COVID break, they've just been getting absolutely caved. I guess that second line is the only one who's been around, you know, holding their own weight a little bit here. But you look at the Hughes, Janssen, Sharangovich line, it's 2C, one wing line, which is fine. But their ownership is 1% right now, which seems really low. Even if it comes up to like 5-6%, interests me more than that top line, Zaka, Heischer, Bratt. Yeah, they're fully correlated, but their ownership right now is like 15%. And that worries me a little bit, especially if you're, you know, coupling them with another popular line. Listen, Cliffy and I talked about how ownership really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but 15% for that top line, it is a bit high. You know, I would rather play Devils one than Flyers one. So, I mean, there's that. I do really like Jesper Bratt up there. They are going to get the Tkachuk Norris Patterson line, which, you know, I like both top lines in a vacuum in this game. You know, they're both pretty high event. I think I'd rather play Ottawa one than Devils one, just because the ownership's lower. They're both fully correlated lines, but Tkachuk Norris is a really good two man coming in the lower ownership. So I really like that Devil second line, especially because of ownership. You know, Jack Hughes, for whatever reason, came back and they wanted to play him on the wing with like line mates he's never played for. This one, you know, the power play correlation isn't great, but you know, I don't know how many times I really stack Devils for the power play. So I don't mind going to that second line, especially if that ownership stays depressed like it is right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, if it's that big of a difference and you got this big total, you guys talk about it all the time on here, dump down to the second line. Even if these ownerships come close together, I think pretty fair assumption that you're going to get New Jersey 2 quite a bit lower. As a
full like 15x lower seems a bit, even if it's half,
right?
But like, I'm not going to say, like, if someone, you know, messages me in the Discord or on Twitter or whatever on the show, say, hey, I love Devils one, how come you don't like him? I do like them. You can play them. This, you know, the Senators are not a good team. I just, you know, in the big total, I'd rather dump down to the players with no ownership, because, you know, 3.5 total is not going to be concentrated on one line. Like, there's going to be scoring elsewhere. And if I can get that second line for way less ownership, I'm going to do it. And Jack Hughes is not some, you know, bum. He's like, he's a budding elite player. So I really do like that second line. You want to use that first line, it's fine. You want to dump down even to the third line, get a Tatar Mercer two man for power play two. I think that's fine as well. Senators one interests me as well. I'm not on Ottawa 2 like everyone else is. I also don't understand the appeal there. I mean, Stutzla one-off is fine, 3,300 for power play one, but I don't know if I'd full stack that line.
Yeah, I'm not really in love with Ottawa 1 here. This is a doubles game for me. I think you could doubles Josh stack it. It's a short enough slate where I think that's fine. Or full five-man power play stack. Their prices have come down quite a bit. I think Hughes was at like 7K when he came back. 6,100 with cheaper line mates. You can do a lot on this Devils side, and it like Forsberg is likely to start tonight. So no Filip Gustavsson, who I think we all think is a much better goalie and a guy that can stand in his head with a big total, implied total against him. So I love the Tatar Mercer two man. That's going to be one I get to a bunch. I'm going to be mixing some 3-2-1s. They're going to be my two in a lot of like full 5-man power play stacks elsewhere. So I'm excited to play some Dawson Mercer and $2,800 Tomas Tatar. This is a doubles game for me. Anything else before we move it on?
Dougie, great play. You want to dump down to Severson or Ty Smith, especially if you're using, you know, that third line. I think that's fine. On the Senators side, Nikita Zaitsev, still a good play, 3,100. Chabot, if you're correlating. Artie and Zub, my son. I'd rather play Zaitsev. Sorry, bud.
Wow, going against the Zub, that just makes me sick. Okay, let's talk more about the sponsor of the show, Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports. We've partnered with them. As you guys know, we've got a limited time offer We've been saying limited time offer actually for a long time. This offer's really been on for a while. I think since the beginning of NFL season. If you missed the 2 months of free Osmond Plus, you still get a free month if you have not somehow made your way over to Yahoo. If it's available to you, it should be the number one place you play NFL. I like playing NHL over there. It's been my most profitable site. And granted, there are smaller prizes, but that doesn't matter. Money is money, profit's profit. And there's not as many top players playing over on Yahoo. So I would suggest getting over there. As you can see on the screen, one free month of Osmond Plus Platinum with your first time deposit. And then you just have to enter a paid contest. We will take care of the rest for you. You'll get a coupon code sent over to you to redeem that free month once Yahoo gets word that you did enter in a paid contest over there. Then you can also claim a free $10 of site credit by clicking the link in the video description. So we're just trying to give you free money to play over on Yahoo. It's a great place to play. I really enjoyed it. I made some money over there in NFL, which is saying a lot because I have a lot of trouble doing that on other sports. They've got single game tonight if you guys want to go play over there. It's really awesome. They've been good to us. Go support them. They're going to be a player in this industry for a long time, so you better get used to them. Arizona and Dallas, Josh, we've got a 2.1 implied total for the Yotes. Seems pretty high to me. I don't know about you. Wow. 3.5 for the Stars. Scotty Wedgewood, Braden Holtby. Those are your confirmed goalies tonight. Clayton Keller and Phil Kessel not expected for 20% ownership. Although I will say, so we overshot them. I think it was on Friday night in our ownership projections. They both projected as great values. And so obviously that's what drives ownership. But I think they were both in like well into the double digits. So people are still playing the Yotes, which I understand. I think they had a good game that night as well. So I got burned pretty good. But we're probably going to be more interested on the Dallas side here with the big total, one of our favorite lines in the high teens in ownership right now, almost 20% ownership for Dallas 1. And honestly, I'm having trouble finding what else I would like to play. I just don't like the rest of the Stars lines. Can you talk me into anything else on the Stars here?
We can try. We'll try. We'll see. I do really like Dallas 1 tonight. I do really like Dallas 1 tonight. You know, their ownership's a little bit high. But I think I would prefer to play them than NJ1. Just they have a longer history together. The numbers are good. They're in a better matchup. Which is ridiculous to say, like, a better matchup than the Sens. Yes, the Coyotes are barely a team at this point. So I think I'd prefer Dallas 1 to NJ1. We always say if you want lower ownership, you go down to that second line. You know, that line doesn't really do too much for me. Jacob Peterson, Jamie Benn, Radulov. But I think Alex Radulov, power play 1, 3,200 on the second line is a really good one-off tonight. Just because Coyotes penalty kill, absolute garbage. There's no other reasons than that. Like, you can say what you want about Radulov at this point in his career, but 3,200 for a top power play going up against one of the worst penalty kills in the league is enough for me. I think this is a power play stack opportunity as well. You throw in Radulov, you throw in Klingberg at 4,200 if he's in. You know, that's a reasonable power play stack. You don't have to like go dumpster diving to fill out the rest of your lineup. You power play stack the Dallas Stars and you move on. I just wanted to, you know, pour one out for Cliffy. They moved Dennis Gurianov down to the fourth line. Hopefully he comes back soon, but I'm sure he's going to play like 8 minutes tonight and it's just a sad scene. But I do like Dallas 1, Dallas power play stack, definitely in play for me. On the Coyotes side, I'll give some thought to Kessel and Keller. You know, it is Braden Holtby in the year 2021, and that still blows my mind. Like the game he had the other night when he had like 40-something saves. It kind of reminds me of the Mike Smith season from a few years ago where he just like did not stop being good. But I think, you know, Kessel, Keller for their prices respectively, you can consider. But, you know, I don't know, you know, stacking some players from a 2.1 total is really the best idea.
Yeah, Man, really affordable is the Dallas one or the Dallas Power Play stack. So yeah, it takes up five spots, right? If you full stack it, but 6375 remaining per player for goalie, defenseman, center, and a util spot. So that kind of raised my eyebrows with a big total like that. That's one way to differentiate. I love doing 5-2-1s on shorter slates. And you can get a really, really good two in. Not that, you know, Mercer Tatar isn't a great two man. I'm definitely in on some of that. But then you can get some pretty decently priced guys. Maybe even a Keller Kessel. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't game stack. If you can avoid it. You know, game stacks do win every once in a while. And then I spend the night crying. But yeah, not really something I do. Even on a six gear, I try to avoid it as much as I can. Chikrin's really the only guy I'm interested in. Gostisbehere's price has come up, 5,400. He's playing pretty well. I think that's fine if you need to save 1,500 bucks, but that's probably good for me on the Yotes. I'm with you on Dallas one. I just, like I said, off the top of this one, I don't really know where else to go in this game because I hate the lines so much.
Yeah, they're brutal.
Ben Radulov, whatever, like, Tyler Seguin, his price is still broken. I don't know if DK is using like a lot of historical data from a few years ago, but we've got him projected at 6.8 points for 5,200, which is very not good. He's not on top power play. And then the problem is a lot of these like third wheels end up playing like 9 minutes. So does Seguin, Kiviranta. Kiviranta is playing like under 10 minutes for like every game. Yeah, they're just kind of a mess outside of their really, really good top line. So it's chalky, but that's likely where I'll be getting the majority of my Dallas exposure. Holpe 8,400, you're ready to lock that one in at 16% ownership?
Oh yeah, just 100%. No, I mean, like, listen, if you have the salary left over for Holpe and correlated lineups, I think that's fine. I don't know if I'd one off him, especially against the Yotes, you know. 8,400, what concerns me is like two goals on 23 shots and he just completely busts in GPPs.
Yeah, I would not play Holpe. If he's anywhere like close to 16%, like that seems like a win for you if you fade him. Like if you want to play him and you just hope for the shutout, I understand that. But the shot, like he's not just not going to see shots, which is the problem. Maybe something weird can happen in Arizona that can put up 38 shots, but that is very unlikely tonight. So I'll be going elsewhere with my goalie positions. Let's go to the Kings and the Canucks. 2.7 implied total for LA, 2.9 for the Canucks. Cal Peterson expected to go as quick last night. Thatcher Demko going for the Canucks with their new head coach, Bruce Boudreau. I'm seeing Elias Pettersson with Garland and Podkolzin. I can never remember how to
pronounce Podkolzin. Yeah.
Miller, Besser, Dickinson, yikes. Horvat, Pearson, Hoglander. I think we've seen that one before. So I got to recheck on these lines and see how their numbers are. I know one line is really good in this game, and that's Iafallo and Arvidsson. And your Kings, I'll let you talk about your Kings, but they're getting no respect from the markets, the betting markets.
None.
Big dog yesterday to Edmonton. 1-5-1, got Connor McDavid kicked out of the game. I'm guessing you're running them right back tonight here. How much Kings are you getting to?
I'm definitely considering it. Also, I just need to like put this into existence. Can we put Arthur Kaliev on the top line instead of Dusty Dustin Brown? Like, come on, give it a shot. Just do it.
That line's so bad together. Brown, Kopitar, and Kempe, like, almost 2-1 expected goals against compared to four. And they've played almost 100 minutes. Like they're really, really bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know what's going on up there, but the Canucks top line, Horvat, Hoglander, Pearson, like that is the best iteration I think they can put together, at least defensively for Horvat. Like when Horvat's with Hoglander, their defensive numbers are pretty good. They're probably going to get the Kings top line tonight. I wasn't super interested in the Kings top line tonight anyway. Not that the Canucks are just like, oh yeah, let's they're great defensively, but at least Brucey baby put Hoglander with Horvat. So you know, at least gives me an excuse to get off Kings 1. These other lines, you know, whether, you know, Iafallo, Deneau, Arvidsson sees Dickinson, Miller, Besser, Pod Colson, Pettersson, Garland, like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, Kings 2, I'm very interested in. You know, Arvidsson's been a beast. Deneau just has great numbers wherever he goes. He just oozes greatness. So I like Kings 2. On the Canucks side, I don't mind, like, at least from an offensive standpoint, I don't mind the Pettersson line. They're at least fully correlated. You know, Pod Colson's been priced on the power play. Garland's 4,200 on the top power play. Pettersson's 4,800. Like, that line is 11-5 to full stack, and they're fully correlated. So I don't mind getting there. I don't know how much I'm going to have. I know, like, when Canucks have usable lines, you're always on the full send train. So I'll be interested to hear your thoughts on the Canucks tonight. But, like, I actually don't mind that Pettersson line.
Yeah, I like Bruce Boudreau as a coach. Like, he kind of got the short end of the stick with Minnesota, you know, whatever. But now he's getting another chance. And it's not like they don't have pretty good forwards, at least defensively. They're a mess. But I think they're going to be able to hopefully put up better offensive numbers under him. So that's my hand in the dirt take right there. But yeah, I do agree with what you're saying. You mentioned the Pettersson line fully correlated. And then the Horvat, Pearson, Hoglander trio, Cliffy dropped the numbers. I'm picturing him sitting in the salon chair, just on Natural Stat Trick on his phone, just like clicking in all these Canucks guys. So he dropped the numbers in chat. They're shooting 3%, and they've got really good shot generation numbers. And they're going to get the Kopitar, Kempe, Brown matchup. That sounds like a win for me. So I'm all over Vancouver. We'll call him Vancouver 1, Horvat, Pearson, Hoglander. You know, Miller, Besser is a fine two-man. Probably wouldn't be getting to too much Dickinson. Then if you want to go to the quote-unquote third line, Pettersson with Garland and Vasily P, that's fine as well. But those second and third lines for Vancouver are going to see a lot of Deneau, Iafallo, Arvidsson. And that is not a good matchup for anyone. So this one's going to be about the Horvat line for me. And I love LA too, Bobby Boom's Kings. So I'll see him at the top. I'm sure he's going 100% Kings this evening. Doughty's 6,200. Was that?
I said per usual. Bobby Boom, biggest homer there is in the sport.
Yeah. 2.7 total. I don't know how they're not favored in this game. The Boudreau bump, maybe, for the Canucks? I don't know. Mikey Anderson is min salary. Cliffy, if you're watching, he probably just chucked his phone across the salon.
Earmuffs.
No, I don't think you need to play Mikey Anderson. I like Edler a little bit for 3,400. And then if you're going to the Canucks, Hughes, if you're stacking that Pettersson line, other than that, Tyler Myers is probably going to play close to 25 minutes once again. And he is 3,800 and he blocked shots.
Also, if Travis Hammond, because he got called up. I don't know if he's going to be in. I would assume so if he got called up.
Yeah.
If he's in, min price, yeah, that's a yes for me.
All right. Let's do the Osmo Hall of Fame, Josh. You've been trying to get in for a long time. One of these days you will. All you got to do to get into the Hall of Fame is follow a few simple steps. You download the Osmo avatar from osmo.com/avatar. You place in the top three of a contest with over 5,000 contestants. Tweet the wins to the Osmo Hall of Fame Twitter account, and then you win a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. You can do this once per year. And here's what we got for recent screenshots that were sent to us, people with the Osmo logo. Kylo P21, appreciate the Osmo crew. He took down $50 over on FanDuel. We've got Nathan Joyce, one of our editors, took down $250, it looks like, in the quarter jukebox. A bunch of lineups up at the top. Nathan's a good guy. Glad to see him get a nice little win there.
Thank you for putting up with my articles.
there you go. I mean, he's got it tough. We've got another one here. Relt 24, 20,000 takedown. Wow, in NFL yesterday. Great work there. Low budget DFS took down 5,000. First place in another NFL tournament. LT2412 took down $300 in the mini max of NBA over the weekend. Brandon Smith took down $500. Wow, tons of first places. This slideshow just never ends, Mike. Dave also took down pretty much everything. He sent us four different screenshots, so he took down a ton of different tournaments. That is good enough to get in the Oswald Hall of Fame, and we look forward to seeing a bunch of you guys watching in the Hall of Fame very soon. And the best part about that is you can come troll Josh and I and Cliffy in the premium Discord with that free month of Oswald Plus Platinum. Last game of the night, we've got some news breaking as the show is going on. 3.2 implied total for the Penguins, 2.8 for the Kraken. Tristan Jarry and Philip Grubauer, your expected goalies. So the Kraken skated. They've had some COVID issues. I'm seeing Schwartz with Yanni Gord, Jordan Eberle, Wennberg, Johansson, Appleton, Tanev, Geeky, McCann, and Yarncroc, Donato, Donskoy. So they really balance it out here. Eberle and Schwartz are both game time decisions. If they are playing, I'm expecting them to play. Assuming they do, they're going to be with Yanni Gord, it appears. But we'll see. You don't have any – oh, no, the Canucks game does lock at the same time. So you actually will have some safety nets. You can swap over to the Penguins. But Pitt, one game for you?
Yeah, I don't even know who they're going to send out against Crosby with these lines. Like,
probably the Yanni Gord line. But they like to use Tanev, I think, is shut down. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know Seattle's like a decent defensive team from top to bottom. I just don't think that they have an elite shutdown line that's going to keep me from playing, you know, Pit 1 tonight. We talked about it in our Discord. With Evan Rodriguez up on that top line, their numbers are just incredible. Crosby's starting to come around. I think he's got some legs under him again. I really like Pittsburgh top line tonight. That's really about it from this game, to be honest. Like, there's not much else that I want to use. I know Saul is going to lock in 150 line for Kale Yarncroc tonight. That's just what he does. How does he do it? We don't know. But, you know, for me, this is Pit 1. Like, I don't want to play a two-man of Wennberg, Marcus Johansson. Like, that's just sickening. Like, maybe I'll have some, like, if the Yanni line's going up against Crosby, like, I just don't want to play them, and there just isn't much down the lineup. Maybe, like, a Geeky McCann two-man, but, like, even there, like, I just don't know. Like, there isn't the lines for Seattle right now are just a mess until there's, like, playable lines. I think I'm going to be out on Seattle, but this is a Pit 1 game for me.
Yep, Pit 1's matchup proof. Their numbers have stabilized to over 4 expected goals per 60, and they're getting into a big enough sample where, something about Erod. I don't know, man. This guy just –
keep him up there when Russ comes back.
Seriously. Like, there's no reason to break this lineup.
Yeah, right? Like, Zucker, Carter, Rust is a – very good second line.
Yeah, that's.
And then on the third line, you have like Heinen and Kapanen. Like, it just makes their lineup deep instead of galaxy branding and putting Evan Rodriguez down the lineup. Just leave him where he is. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yep, I agree. So this one's about the top lines. Pit 1, I know their ownership is up there. I don't really care with numbers like this and full correlation. Seattle's a pretty good defensive team, but I'm not stopping playing this line anytime soon. And then if it's Schwartz, Yanni Gordon, Eberle, I have interest in that line as well. The rest of the lines on Seattle are a total mess. I will be playing some Soucy as well for 2,700, maybe some Adam Larson for 3,300. If you're looking for some block bonuses, those two guys I think are fine. Even Hayden Fleury looks to be in as well. So yeah, a lot of potential blocks on that Seattle blue line. Letang is just an add-on for me. Josh, do you have a hat trick pick and a favorite goalie pick?
Okay, so my favorite goalies, I like Demko, I like Gibson. And if you're spending up, I don't mind Mackenzie Blackwood. And I think my hat trick pick is going to be Alexander Radulov.
All right, wow. Okay, my hat trick pick is Victor Arvidsson. And then for goalies, I like kind of like both guys in the Kings Canucks game. And then there's one other guy. I think you mentioned Gibson. Yeah, I like Gibson as well. Not a great night for goalies, but that's going to do it for us. Hit the like button on the way out. Bunch of shows coming up for the rest of the day. Yahoo NFL live show coming up in just a few minutes. And then we've got a bunch of NBA and NFL content coming up on this same channel. So subscribe if you have not just yet. I don't know what you're waiting for. Good luck tonight, everybody. Cliffy and Josh back tomorrow, same time.